Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, here to pick the bones over the weekend's results. And we'll be talking, as usual, to some happy fans and some not so happy fans. We'll have Anna Wilson on about Sheffield United's first home win under Chris Wilder. I will have Kweku Ifori on about another damaging day at Goodison Park for Chelsea. And first up is Alex Hurst, who's had to see his Newcastle side take another heavy beating away from home within a week. They also had their problems up at Goodison. But on Sunday, Alex, it was a hard performance to watch, I would say, against Spurs. It's hard to ignore the feeling that this looks like a Newcastle team that's kind of running on fumes right now.
Very much so. And there is a little bit of mitigation. Eddie Howe's had to play the same starting 11 for the last five games in a row, which includes Paris away. And, you know, there's possibly some conversations to be had about whether it was worth just trying a couple of lads who should be nowhere near the first team. But ultimately, I think he's been put in a situation he never thought he'd be in. And it's just you know, two away games in 4 days in the Premier League against, I mean, Spurs weren't in form, but Everton, strangely, very much are in form. And we're well beaten in both games. There's no complaints.
Yeah, and like you say, there's obvious mitigation here. And that was kind of sensed by the fact that the fans at the end of the game were willing to clap the boys off and really cheer them on. Because you can see that the effort is still there. It wasn't similar to what we've seen sometimes with Manchester United, where they just kind of didn't turn it in. It was almost as if they had nothing left to give. But as we mentioned, there's still quite a few games before we get to January, which might be a time to change that. So are you concerned about how we carry on from here?